It'll Never Happen Here, Fast Trains and Indiana Politics, on this moment of Indiana history. In his final year, Indiana politician Oliver Smith compiled a book of reminiscences that he had written for a local newspaper. The author had won election to the Indiana General Assembly in 1822, the U.S. Congress in 1826, and the U.S. Senate in 1837, and in one story recalled his 1826 campaign. Smith was running against the widely respected Judge John Test, who had represented the district three full terms. The younger and relatively inexperienced Smith calculated that his prospects were nearly hopeless. The men met in a series of stump speeches, and the young candidate found that his support of easier land sales to existing settlers was the most acceptable to the masses. Smith also discovered how quickly voters could turn on a candidate whom they no longer found trustworthy. During one of their joint appearances in Switzerland County, Test broached the subject of railroads, which in 1826 Indiana were not only non-existent but almost mythological. "I tell you, fellow citizens," Test declared, "that in England they run the cars 30 miles an hour, and they will yet be run at a higher speed in America." Rather than inspiring his audience, Test's comment provoked a loud laugh. "Do you think we are all fools?" an elderly listener asked. "A man could not live a moment at that speed." Winning the election to Congress, Smith ironically spent many of his later years investing in and promoting railroads, before passing away in 1859. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the Indiana University Department of History.